In many ways, Facebook has really started the zone of social media expansion. At present, Facebook is the number one social media networking site in the world, with 2.41 billion MAUs. Most apparently, Facebook has become our day-to-day fellow to socialize and share smaller bits of our daily lives. Of course, it is filled with a lot of fun and friendships. Having said that, Facebook can also make you feel frustrated and irritated at the same time. I mean to say, the Facebook haters of yours. Right? Avoiding negative comments is a very temporary solution. Ignorance is not really a way to face negativity on Facebook. So, how to deal with negative comments on Facebook? Is there something more intelligent we can do regarding this? But what? In this blog post, I'm going to share with you some of the most practical approaches you can take regarding dealing with negativity on Facebook. So, without further ado, let's get started. Approach 1. Learn to delete harassing comments. Yes, you might have heard many times that you should never overlook your fan comments. But, if someone is crossing the protocols of your social media policy, then you should delete and block that person right at that moment. Maintaining a sense of respect is very important on your business page. You have to ensure that nobody crosses the limit beyond the genuine dissatisfaction with your services. However, remember that blocking a dissatisfied fan is not always required. If things can get handled with respect and mutual consent, then there is nothing better than this regarding how to deal with negative comments on Facebook. Approach 2. Accept your mistakes and try to undo them. We all are human beings, thereby, somewhat everybody of us makes mistakes. However, we always get a chance to improve and reduce their consequences. And that's the time when we should do right. Irrespective of your brand image, clarifying things with your dedicated fan is not something that should come in your ego. In fact, you should grab the opportunity to clear out things completely. Most probably your dedicated followers and customers will never want to disown your services, unless, if they get really dissatisfied with something. So, humble words like sorry can help you to regain your customers' trust in your business. Approach 3. Make use of powerful social media policies. Nowadays, social media is getting used by different kinds of folks. So, you can't always predict that no one will go below the belt concerning their views and expressions. That's why putting up a social media policy for your Facebook page is a must. The social media policy works as a statement for Facebook users, so that they become aware of the things that are not at all acceptable. Here's an excellent example of social media policy given by Coca-Cola brand. They have beautifully crafted their online social media principles for their followers. Approach 4. Tend towards social media automation. As we all know, at present, Facebook has no more remained just about random things. It has become a business landscape for marketers. Companies are trying their best to wow customers for their services and products on Facebook. Due to all these overwhelming bunches of daily tasks, sometimes a few important things left out from businesses. Consequently, some customers get upset about your services. That's why handling each and every quotidian facet of Facebook manually is quite daunting, at the same time challenging. Thus, the use of social media automation tools like Sosinator is a beneficial choice for marketers. By using it, you can automate your daily Facebook aspects such as auto-like, auto-comment, auto-accept/cancel friend requests, auto-post/share content in your groups, and much more. By doing this, you can manage your business attributes efficiently without any clashes. As a result, you can leave no stone unturned for making your customers feel satisfied with your services. Lastly, the auto-comment facet of this tool helps you to track different search queries of users and post comments at the right point in time. That can definitely help you concerning how to deal with negative comments on Facebook. Check out its features in depth here and hit for trial now. Approach 5. Try to see the bigger picture. No doubt, dealing with criticism is not easy. No one wants to come across the situation when people say nasty things about their belongings. But, it is impossible in today's era of social media to avoid criticism wholly. Someday or the other you have to listen to things that you don't want. However, facing them with dignity is the best alternative you can't take. You will agree with me that nobody, especially your potential customers, can't say negative things about your services just for fun. Except when there's really something serious. Right? So, you should try to figure out the real causes of your customer dissatisfaction, so that you can banish them from the root. And, most importantly, you should never lose your cool and not get offended by actual negative reviews. Conclusion. These were the top 5 approaches regarding how to deal with negative comments on Facebook. As I mentioned earlier, deleting and ignoring negative reviews on Facebook is a temporary and very superficial way to deal with them. Instead, handling them with complete awareness and mindfulness is the best. Well, it's not always necessary that negative reviews and comments only come from trolls. They also arise from people who are genuinely displeased with your services. So, you should consider factual feedback. However, you can't shut down the mouth of each and every person. Instead, you can't notice the real issues and get them sorted. Do you something more to recommend about how to deal with negative comments on Facebook? If yes, then don't forget to share your views in the comment section below. And if you love the blog, please do share it.